Such change has not worked its destruction unaided. Mistaken policies have made the forests more vulnerable, especially the decades-long suppression of wildfires. Fires thin out the dense, flammable undergrowth, preventing them, as a study in Science pointed out as long ago as 2006, increases what is called fuel loading and turns forests into tinderboxes. Frank Lake of the US Forest Service talks of a tipping point. There is too much fuel loading. It is too warm and the probability of ignition is greater. That summarizes what has happened this season. Considering the vastness of the fires and their position on the edge of the Bay Area, home to more than 7 million people, the cost in human life could have been far greater. 7 people had died by August the 25th. Californians have learned the lessons of previous fires, such as the one in 2018, which destroyed the town of Paradise and killed 85 people. Evacuate early. Southerners fleeing Laura, a mighty hurricane that hit the Gulf Coast on August the 27th, will follow the same guidance. So far, the responses of state and federal governments have held up fairly well in California, despite ritual hazing by the Democratic governor and Republican president. Donald Trump declared a major disaster, speeding federal funds to those who had lost their homes, and this week firefighters seemed to be making progress. Still, California's many crises, COVID-19, fires and rolling blackouts, are overlapping, which hampers a long-term response. Early this year, the governor proposed spending $100 million to make existing houses more fire-resistant, replacing wooden shingles with tiles, for example. He had to suspend the program because of a state budget crisis caused by COVID-19. In 2008, another condor chick was caught in a fire and miraculously survived. She was, inevitably, renamed Phoenix. Inico, alas, need not be renamed. Her name means born in troubled times.